Absolutely. Difficult task we knew before we come down. We actually started the game quite well, but then conceded after 3 minutes. But I thought for the next 40 minutes we were superb and really didn't deserve to win at half time, a goal down. And then deja vu in the second half, within 2 minutes we conceded another poor goal, and then we're always just the game after that. In terms of the lads, they gave it everything and they pushed harder and created a number of chances, but couldn't get the goal we needed.
Just looking at today's game, you indicated you had a couple of chances. Enda Cullen was, the creator of a lot of those chances, but unfortunately the Galway keeper pulled off some great saves, and another day they made it one in for you, Dermot.
Yeah, that's football. You know, as I said, in the first, after we could see the goal, we didn't let our heads drop, and we took the game to Galway and dominated for the remainder of the first half. And the Galway keeper made at least 3 good saves. And then we had other opportunities, one or two other opportunities we just didn't avail of. And nothing really broke for us in the final third at times. When you know, need a wee break sometimes to get in and get a clear shot away. There's a lot of blocks and a lot of maybe misplaced passes and things like that. But, you know, we gave it a good go, and it didn't work out for us, and all we can do really is say good luck to Galway, and we'll regroup and go again next year.
Coming into this particular game, you were missing a number of key players, and I suppose it's not easy to go into any game, but you need to have all your top players available, but just didn't happen for you in that regard either.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't use that as an excuse. You know, I thought some of the lads that come in, they're new to the squad this year, and they performed very well, and they've definitely given myself and Paul food for thought if I would just stick it on again next year. You know, obviously, when you're missing players the calibre of John Jerry McLaughlin, Pierre McGade and James Henry, players that have been around for 5 or 6 years when we were on a good run, their experience and their individual talents are obviously going to be missed by any team. But, you know, I definitely wouldn't use that as an excuse for getting beat today.
And I suppose when you're making the long journey back up the road from Galway, I'll give you time to reflect on the year. Happy enough, I suppose, not the way you wanted to go out of the competition, but look, it has happened, it is what it is. But Dermot, you reflect on a positive season?
Yeah, the players have come in, as usual, they've given tremendous commitment to the league and given up to their time, and they've attended all the training sessions and the friendly matches and the inter-league matches. From that perspective, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better bunch of players. You know, and the league are grateful, and the management committee are very grateful for the effort that all the players put in, also the clubs for obviously supplying the players. But, you know, as I said, you know, we'll take it step by step. That's us finished for this year. But I think it's 7 years in a row now we made the quarterfinals of the competition, so not to be snuffed at, and we'll try and build on that and go forward next year.
And his own football is on the rise. As we look at Glengad there, and, well, you know, another team's doing extremely well. Your big question, I suppose a lot of people's going to ask, Dermot, are you going to be there next year?
Yeah, well, myself and Paul Hegarty never make a rash decision. We'll sit down over the summer and we'll discuss it, and we'll, you know, take it from there. There's no point in having a knee-jerk reaction after a victory or a defeat. You know, there's no point getting too high with the highs or too low with the lows. So we'll just consider it over the summer and we'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm. And the league overall, there is a lot of competitive teams, and the Premier is quite a good standard as well, Dermot. And it gives you that, I suppose, if you think about it, it's definitely a positive.
Yeah, the league's going well. The minute you're coming in now to the business end of the season, you know, the league titles are there to be won or lost in some cases. The cup finals will all be scheduled now in the end of March, April and May. You have the Ulster Junior Cup coming up. We've still teams in that. We're still Glengad in the FAI Junior Cup. So there's a huge amount of football to play on the domestic scene, and we look forward to that.